Senator Patrick Leahy says Congress should demand Facebook's CEO give a full accounting about why the company allowed a political consulting firm to obtain profiles of over 87 million of its users during the last presidential campaign. Leahy says the data breach constitutes a major national security issue. CEO Mark Zuckerberg will testify later today in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Leahy is the senior Democrat on the panel, and VPR's Bob Kinzel brings us more.
Leahy has taken a lead role on this issue because he says he feels personally betrayed by Facebook's actions. He's also the sponsor of legislation that protects the digital privacy rights of all Americans. It's a bill that's attracting a lot more attention in light of the Facebook controversy.
We have to first have the hearings, know exactly what's happened and how we protect people's privacy. The Congress should demand accountability. It hasn't done that enough yet, and I think it's going to have to, and I think it will.
Leahy says the Facebook data breach represents a serious challenge to the country's political future.
If you combine the ability to do this with a country like Russia that's trying to influence our elections, you've got a major national security issue.
Congressman Peter Welch echoes many of Leahy's concerns. Tomorrow, Zuckerberg will be in front of Welch and the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Welch says he plans to ask Zuckerberg how Facebook ever allowed this data breach to take place.
Why were they asleep at the switch when Russia was using that platform? And if you recall, Zuckerberg largely dismissed the concerns that were being raised before the election about that. And he was dead wrong.
And Welch also wants Congress to support Senator Leahy's digital privacy bill.
What are we going to do about protecting the privacy of users? And we're way behind on that. And we've got to have a structure where there's regulations that protect the privacy rights of users of the Facebook platform.
Welch says Facebook, quote, clearly failed to protect the privacy of its customers and that additional government oversight may be needed in the future. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.